K-Rock Football. Home style aged care, fifth quarter.
Jeremy Cameron's got to do the Harold Holt over to his teammates who are just waiting for him at the players' race down in the southeast corner, I believe that is, of the venue. Daniel Menzel.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Southeast corner.
I've got my directions right. I never once got into the call tonight, the River Torrens end. Because you know, it's not the Torrens River, it is the River Torrens.
Yes, that's correct.
Did you get the Belmont Watch House end in?
Well, I usually get that in. Not tonight. Yeah. Fifth quarter for Homestyle Aged Care, the next best thing to being at home. The Cats head down into the rooms. Big smiles too. 11-day break. Paddy Dangerfield with four goals. And as was touched on, it was the first time he's kicked four in a game. I think at the Collingwood semi-final in the 2020 final series at the Gabba was the last time that he did that. Three last week. So he actually has now, for the season, Patrick Dangerfield, 11 goals to be equal leading goal kicker with Jeremy Cameron, also an 11 for the Cats. And the three-headed monster tonight for the Crows. Thilthorpe didn't kick a goal. Fogarty kicked four, but they all came in the second quarter. And Walker kicked two, but none after half time. So six goals from that trio. Well,
Thilthorpe got one late.
Oh, sorry, so did get one. Apologies.
Seven, but you're right. Especially after he kicked. Fogarty kicked the four in the second. You take that.
I missed the Thilthorpe. Must have been my excitement. It was their only goal in the last quarter. Although Rankin kicked it late in the third quarter, didn't he?
Yeah.
Late in the third quarter. Didn't write it down. So, yeah, seven goals between them. I reckon if you had been the offer, you would have taken that. Here's the song. So we've just got to work out who Davey Collins is going to get on the phone for us down in the rooms. Matty Dwyer is going to stay on that for us and keep an eye out. But Benny, the KFCX has blown up after that performance. Grab a $3.95 go bucket from KFC for a tasty bite on the go. Pick up only. The sentiment of Cat fans, maybe just some of the more thought out comments that have come post that match.
Oh, look, Todd Nikolic, what a win. 30 points behind to win by 19. Defended well after half-time after being monstered in the second. Great around the ball. Three Dangerfield, two Holmes, one Hinge. Mistakes got us back in the game. So Andrew Daly suggesting pretty sure the wife will be faking being asleep right now. Stanley had another great effort. I thought he was pretty good, Stanley. If he just competes like he is, that's all you can ask. Cameron finally turned up. Dangerfield just wants to beat Adelaide. Guthrie has been unreal. Basically a four-quarter effort. Atkins doesn't stop. Never a solid game. This means something. The old McCowley suggesting missing Henry, Colo, Stewart, Buse from the back six. Yeah, a fantastic effort. Reece sparked windscreens, O'Brien. Jezza found touch. Bailey, Smith and Holmes were fantastic. Would love to bottle the Tom Atkins determination. Has more ticker than Farlap. Young blokes played roles perfectly. So Brendan's saying, can we finally put the SDK ruck experiment to bed? Just got amazing. Kept on top of them apart from ugly exits in the first half. Felt we controlled the game. Atkins is so underrated. Two times 30 possess Posse mids. Yeah, danger. Talking about Holmes and Bailey Smith there. That probably hasn't happened a whole lot to Geelong in recent years. The midfielders have never been as prolific as some other clubs. Dangerfield 100% committed to each contest. Ollie's still a worry. D. Goss just suggesting it was special. Cat fan Pete, wow, where you go, Cats. Clinton Mitchell saying, if you can't be happy with that, there's no hope for you. Massive win. Peter Despic, great win, lads. Awesome effort. And Frankie said, you're happier than a Hindley Street Ugg boot retailer. Lee Winter show over. No Stewart, no Henry, no Collar, no worries. And John Roberts says you haven't seen a machine that wild oiled on the F1 circuit. So plenty of Cat fans happy, Kingy. I don't think there would have been a few maybe wondering what time they were going to go to bed when they were 30 points down. And if you did go to bed when they were 30 points down, then you are going to wake up surprised in the morning.
You'll be watching the replay tomorrow morning if you went to bed when they were 30 points down. What an incredible display across the park. That sums it up pretty well there. A lot of the comments and a lot of the calls are about the players that were prolific, but again, across the park, a lot of players played their role and were a massive part in them turning this game around.
Yeah, absolutely. Benny, you don't pump up your own tyres, but Marky Mark, the lamp, Benny, the eternal optimist, nearly picked the score. You said 28 points.
I did.
Again, the Cats got the game back on their terms in that last quarter, which is why some of the stats for a number of their players looked pretty in that last quarter, because they did dominate the game and they played it on their terms. Interestingly, that they mentioned, or everyone sort of mentioned, that Scotty did mention the five-day break. It is a factor. Like, it genuinely is.
And flying.
The Crows, you could see they ran out of gas. They weren't as good around the contest, though. I understood that they didn't run the game out as well. And when the ball transitioned, we saw it live. Geelong's mids transitioned far better than what Adelaide did in that last quarter, but they were better on the inside. The Tom Atkins, the Bailey Smiths, the Max Holmes, these guys got it done on the inside first and foremost, and then that's where the Crows struggled to match them on the outside.
But Geelong had four players who had double figure possessions in the final quarter. Smith had 11, Holmes had 11, Brad Close, who'd been coming in and out of form, he had 10, and Zach Guthrie had 10, Myers had 7, Manor had 6, Ollie Dempsey 6. So they really monstered them in terms of possessions in that final quarter. And Bailey Smith ended up the game Kerr's high with 35 touches,
wow,
17 contested, 6 clearances and 6 inside 50s.
Thank you for that, Benny. We're in the fifth quarter for Homestyle Aged Care, the next best thing to being at home. Jump on the KFC X. Plenty more of those to go through after the break. You can grab a $3.95 go bucket from KFC for a tasty bite on the go. Of course, it's pickup only.
K-Rock Football. Homestyle Aged Care, fifth quarter.